to his chest and pat my head, and I felt safe. And I used to drink and just play that over and over again. And here he was holding my head to his bare chest, and he said, "I love you too, boy. And I'm very proud of the man you've become." He said, "Those people in Alcoholics Anonymous, they're wonderful people." And he said, "I hope you'll always remember to tell them how much we appreciate, how much we love them for what they have done for us. Because you've not only afforded me an opportunity for a relationship with God and sobriety, but you've restored my father, his firstborn son. You've created an atmosphere where my family is healed. The judge that sent me to prison 7 years after I'm out of prison, out and in this program, he calls me and asks me, could I help him with his son? The deputy sheriff that arrested me in Midland, that did, you know, really wanted to shoot me, comes into AA. You know, he comes into AA, and I sponsor him for a while. Prior to that, he got drunk. He got drunk and come into the club, waving a gun over one of these treatment center romances. He was going to shoot her right there. I was with Harold Wilson. Harold walked in and told him, said, "Oh, hell, son, you don't want to hurt us. We're the only friends you have." And he started crying. Harold patted him, and I got the gun, took his bullets out. Held up the gun, said, "Don't nobody move." And Harold said, "Oh, hell, give me that gun." And the guy got sober, and over the next 5 years, when he would celebrate, and instead of getting a cake, he got a bullet. It's way past time for me to shut up. I love you guys, and I just want to encourage you. If you've been here a while and you feel like, you know, all of the pizzazz and the love and the interest has gone out of your life, and you're just marching in place and you don't know what to do to get reconnected, if you feel complacent, all I ask you to do is recommit yourself with all of the fervor you had the day you got here. Throw out everything you think you know about this thing. Swallow your pride. Turn to the guy next to you and say, "Man, I need some help." And then turn around and help these new guys so we can keep this thing going, and it'll be here for your grandkids. God love you. Thank you.